You are listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman, and we are joined now by Lee Dix from the Medical Association for the Prevention of War. And we are also very honoured to be joined by Ms. Yahata, who is a survivor of the Hiroshima bombings in 1945. Lee Yahata-san, welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
It is such a pleasure to have you both in the studio today. Lee, you are from the Medical Association for the Prevention of War in WA, and you are one of the co-chairs of the exhibition's organising committee. Tell me, what is the purpose of this exhibition?
This year is the 80th anniversary of the bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the only times that the atomic weapons have been used on populations. And people, I think, are familiar with the devastation to countless civilians that that caused. So we wanted to do something this year to commemorate that, particularly in the light of the ongoing conflicts around the world that we're seeing and threats, again, of using nuclear weapons. So we were very lucky to have the support of the Hiroshima Peace Foundation to bring to Perth for the first time their travelling exhibition, and to also bring a Habaksha, a survivor of the atomic bombing, Ms. Yahata. So she is here as a very special guest for a few days to give her testimony, what happened that day, and to educate people about the dangers of nuclear weapons and her hope to the world that they will never be used again.
Ms. Yahata has started learning English at 83 in order to communicate what has been happened 80 years ago to the visitors to the Hiroshima Memorial. Ms. Yahata, tell me what happened on the 8th of August 1945.
I was 80 years old when the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. I had started at Hiroshima school when I came through the school gate. The cherry blossom was in full bloom, and the fallen petals had transformed the ground into a light pinky peach colored carpet. We lived 2.5 kilometers from the hypo center in our family home in Koi-Honmachi. On that day, the sky overhead was clear and sunny, and it was a fresh morning. At that moment, and all of a sudden, the entire sky flashed and was illuminated in bluish white, as if the heavens had become a huge fluorescent light. I immediately fell to the ground and lost consciousness. I had been thrown by the force of the blast 6 meters from the back garden to the entrance of the house. Some of my family were injured, but we all survived. With my family, we fled to the mountainside and saw people fleeing from the city. They were covered in dust and the skin that was peeling off their arms and dangling from their fingertips resembled old Tatar rugs. They were flocking towards us like a vision of ghosts. I cannot imagine how painful it was for them. Everything lost in an instant.
You volunteer at the Hiroshima Memorial. Has learning English changed the way you interact with tourists and audience members?
Yes, I feel I'm now able to speak directly to people about my own grief and cruelty of the bombing. If a single nuclear weapon was used now, mankind would cease to exist. All that I have left to do is to communicate the truth of the atomic bomb to the world and to continue to sound the alarm bells.
Thank you for doing that. That's such an important mission to have, and I'm so grateful that you were able to come to the studio today to talk to us. You ask two questions at the end of your talks. Who do you love and what do you love? I want to know, who do you love and what do you love?
Who do I love? I love my beloved family. And what I love is people together on this huge planet. Although our countries and languages are different, we all belong to the same world, the same time. In the course of a century, or even just a human lifespan, the sun rises and the sun falls, and there are irrepressible days that are brought back to us in surges or in waves. I want all people to live in peace.
Thank you, Yahara-san. Yahara-san is one of the survivors of the Hiroshima bomb. It happened 80 years ago this year. She was 8 years old, living in Hiroshima at the time. She started learning English at 83, and she'll be 88 this year. Thank you so much for coming all this way to speak to us at the RTRFM studios. If you would like to meet Yahara-san in person, there are talks happening this weekend at the exhibition at Holmes Court Gallery. Miss Yahara will also be joined by local author Paul Grace, who will be talking about his experience and the writing of a book about the atomic blast. There will also be West Australian local Bill Plewright, who served in occupied Japan with HMAS Bataan in 1947-48 and visited both Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Bill will also be sharing his experience as witness to the events. Lee, can you tell us what else we can expect from the exhibition?
The exhibition will be on for 6 weeks. It's at the Holmes Court Gallery in West Perth. In addition to the artefacts, many of them shared by families in Hiroshima, there are panels to read and information. We have a book reading area so people can sit and have a look through some books, including Paul's, about nuclear weapons and the nuclear tests and the nuclear bombing. We have a little movie theatre set up, so there's movies, little clips and information running in the movie section of the of the gallery, and there's also an area where people can fold the origami cranes. If people are familiar with Sadako's story, she was affected by radiation and felt if she folded 1,000 paper cranes that might save her. It didn't, but her story lives on, and people make paper cranes sort of to try and spread the message of peace around the world. So we have a little craft area for making paper cranes and some postcards that people can write a message and send it back to the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
And we're so grateful that that message continues to be shared today.
Sorry, I've just forgotten one important thing. Dr. Mick Broderick has curated a special film festival to go along with the exhibition. So there's four iconic films showing over the 6 weeks at the Backlot Cinema, just down the road from the gallery in West Perth. And all that information is on Humanitix. If you just put Hiroshima into Humanitix, you'll see all the different events there and how to get tickets.
Thank you to Lee Dix, thank you to Yahata-san, and thank you to the Hiroshima Peace Museum for bringing us this exhibition. You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.